So how do we want to proceed now that we've got our list? Or does anybody have anything else?
Well, I think we have a working list. I'd be happy to share it with, you know, obviously membership, of course, anybody that would like to see it. I think my preference would be to leave it in Nathan's hands for now, and to see what sort of progress he can make in the next 3 months, to determine if there is a working relationship of it available to us with the fire department, and that will then determine, you know, if we do take steps forward to ask the public for funding for an integrated agency.
No pressure, right?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to make a good faith effort. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I don't think we need a letter. I think we've identified priorities and a few absolutes that we would need to see to support, at least as an entity, in an integrated entity. And so Mr. Butler, I think, can take those forward now and have those conversations and see what it looks like.
And
could we post those on our website?
We can do whatever you would like.
I think that would be great. Thank you.
I think also I would just like to take this opportunity to say that Nathan is our interim administrator. And just as we had interim chief prior, that interim chief met directly with Chief Collins, directly the two of them. And Nathan is our administrator at this time. And so I feel he doesn't need to have the superintendent with him, just as Carl didn't have the superintendent with him when he met with Chief Collins. So I would just like to put that out there, since that evidently was an issue.
Thank you. And, you know, no one really has a more comprehensive understanding of what needs to happen for integration to happen than Mr. Butler. So we're in good hands. Thank you. Have we actually wrapped up this portion of the meeting? Any further comments?
Amazed by our speed, are you?
I guess so. We'll move on to the potential sale of Hospice of the Northwest. I know Trish attended another meeting this morning. I'm looking forward to hearing how things are going there.
Yes, I did speak at the United General Hospital District Board meeting this morning, and there were a number of people who spoke. And what they asked for was a timeline and transparency. What's the plan moving forward? Because there doesn't seem to be any plan. It's not on the agenda, and yet it's still hanging out there. It's affecting morale. It's affecting donations to the Hospice of the Northwest Foundation, which is a separate entity. It's going to impact nurses. This is a big deal to me, and one that I spoke about, that we've got a national nursing shortage crisis right now because of COVID. And also because the prediction years ago, 20 years ago, the American Nurses Association predicted a nursing shortage in 2020 for a variety of reasons. One, that we've got our baby boomers going into their sickest years, needing the largest amount of healthcare. And then we have all these baby boomer nurses retiring. So, and then now we've got a pandemic in 2020 and with an incredible nursing shortage. So if Hospice of the Northwest is sold to a private entity, all of the nurses will be laid off and they will all have to be rehired, and they will not be, they're not going to be on the, be allowed to be part of the union. That's not part of what this private for profit Bristol Hospice won't support the union. And so I can guarantee you there will be many nurses who will not choose to be hired back on. Their salaries aren't protected. Their benefits aren't protected. So, and not the least of which is the Children's Hospital palliative care nurse, who is the referral person to Hospice of the Northwest, spoke about the extraordinary care that Hospice of the Northwest gives their very complicated pediatric hospice patients. And Bristol hospice does not admit patients under the age of 18. So that's a very big deal. Even though we've not had pediatric patients here in our county, that's a very big deal. So to lose that service to Island County, Skagit County, and Snohomish County. So there's no news at this time, but there is a request for, as I say, a plan and transparency, what's going on. And there are 3,995 signatures on the petition to keep Hospice of the Northwest locally owned. And I think that's a pretty powerful message, that shy of five people, that's 4,000 individuals who've signed that petition. So that's where we are. And also I am having a Zoom meeting with a member from the Orcas Hospital District, one of their commissioners, tomorrow. She's reached out to me and is interested. So that's very comforting to know that someone from our neighboring island is very interested in hearing more about it, because that's a first. So I'm hoping that somebody from Lopez, a commissioner, will want some information as well.
And there's no timeline at all. So they're not giving, they're like not saying they're going to make a decision by.
No, this has been going on for way more than a year.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. All right. Thank you. If there's nothing further, we'll move into executive session under RCW 42.30.110G. Nathan, do you want to elaborate on what that is? We're discussing.
Yeah, sorry.
I just don't have the description of what it is right here, so I can't elaborate.
Performance of an employee.
The performance of an employee. Yes.
For public employment. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't squeeze it into the agenda. You're not required to list it on the agenda, but we do have.
And did I already? I didn't see an invite for that when I went on this meeting. Is there a separate invite that came out?
There should.
No, we'll send one out momentarily. Pam, okay, do you want to do that, or do you want me to do that?
You're muted, Pam.
I don't know if I'm attending that either, so I don't. Maybe Pam should create that, and then you guys can let me know.
I'm slower than Nathan, so I'll do it. But
well, I can't hear you very well, Pam. Something's going on with your sound. I think we haven't been able to hear you much.
So, Anna, all night.
Nathan, could you come into the first part of that just for and then. Just for context, and then
sure.
Do we need about a half an hour?
So 7 o'clock, 6:30 to 7.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'll see you guys on the other side here.
For members of the public, you can come back to this meeting that you're currently in, or you can wait. The board will not resume public session until 7:00.